Hello, everybody, and welcome to the JC and Bill Sportscast. I'm Bill.
And I'm JC, and we have
And
ourselves quite the episode.
yes, we do. It is all about baseball because today we are covering our 2025 preview show. Going to be taking a look at all the divisions in Major League Baseball, talk about who we've got winning the divisions and who will end up winning the World Series come October, or if it gets into it, November? Before we go further, though, we do want to talk about briefly the men or the passing of the great boxing legend George Foreman, who passed away at the age of 76 overnight last night. One of the more, I would say, beloved boxers of his time.
Yeah, I'll say something about box. I mean, you watch when boxing was boxing back in the day. We had a lot of characters, didn't we? Everywhere from Mike Tyson, Holyfield, Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, George Foreman, Butterball,
Butterbean.
Butterbean. But I mean, George Foreman. There's a documentary on him. It's amazing. If you haven't seen it, I'd go watch it. The Rumble in the Jungle, all that stuff, his grills, it just, and the stuff he did outside of the sport, just an amazing person, right? So.
And one thing I want to mention about George Foreman is he was a good analyst. Like when he, when they used to air fights on HBO, which they don't anymore, unfortunately, he was a very, very good analyst. Like he was one of those guys, if you watched boxing and wanted to, like understand it, he would have been the one, to listen to. And he was very good at what he did. Very, very good as far as presenting the details, the ins and outs. He was just very good. So, oh, okay, I thought I remembered this. He had his own TV show in the 90s.
Yeah, I
Do
think
you?
he did.
Yeah, it's called George. See, I thought I remembered this. It aired from November 5th, 1993 to January 19th, 1994. Tony Danza was the co-producer of the show, and the premise is simply this: George Foreman plays a retired boxer who runs an after-school program for troubled kids.
I'd say it vaguely recalled. I'll have to maybe look it up.
And I'm looking at the TV ratings. It did surprisingly well. Like the first episode, the pilot episode, had 22 million viewers. The lowest it got was episode 4, was 7.4 million. But the last five episodes had like 15 and a half or more million viewers.
That's impressive, especially back in the day, right? Where ratings were, I mean, they had the Nielsen ratings and the boxes, and you'd fill out surveys of what you watched, so.
And I mean, this is I'm gonna say it's like middle of the week. I could be wrong on that. A 22 for the first show, and then your last five is in like 15 to 17 million.
Well,
ABC
7
Boy.
million must have had something else going on that night, maybe.
See, November 20th. When was November 20th? I'm gonna look that up real quick. November 20, 1993. Oh, it was on a Saturday. Oh, that's probably why I got 7 million viewers. It was on a Saturday.
Well,
And then
yes.
I don't know. Still, the number, I'm surprised with these numbers.
That's
But
impressive.
it is. It really is. But George Foreman, you know, he was a rough guy, but he was also a sweet guy. So thoughts go out to George and his family. Won't be another one like him, that is for sure. George Foreman passed away at the end of 76.
Rest in peace, George, and
Absolutely. Let's briefly talk about the NFL because it seems like, and you brought this up off air, the power of momentum is shifting from the AFC to the NFC.
I mean, have you? I mean, free agency kind of obviously had pre-free agency, right, where we saw some pretty good signings, right? Then we had some trades before that, specifically Seattle going with getting rid of Geno and DK for some draft picks, making some signings with Darnold and Copper Coupe,
Cooper Cup.
or Cooper Kupp, sorry.
Cup
Yes, I've
Cooper.
been
I
saying
like
it now
that.
for three. For 3 years, right? 45 million. But I mean, the one thing I noticed is we haven't heard of a lot of big things. I mean, Chicago made some big moves, the Bears. The Lions are still the Lions. I mean, beside the Bills extending Josh Allen, a few pieces going here and there, Houston making some trades. I think the balance has shifted, and personally I think the balance has shifted to a couple teams that we watch, with Washington, with Seattle, with San Francisco losing a ton of players. I think their gap of what they said was salary is the most of what they've lost to what they've signed. Philadelphia cutting a few of their defensive players. It seems to me like it's the power has kind of shifted over to the NFC. We'll see what the draft brings, obviously, with the Titans getting the first overall pick, right? You got the Patriots, and then you got the Giants up there, seeing what they do. I mean, it's going to be an interesting season, I think, per se, especially the NFC East, the NFC West. I could see the Bears are trying to load up and be more improved, see what the Packers do. Right, Minnesota's kind of, I guess we're all waiting on what Aaron Rodgers is going to do.
Well, Aaron or Minnesota said they're out of the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes.
So now it's down to Pittsburgh and
The Giants.
Giants. And they
I
just
think
signed,
the
Giants just
Giants.
signed, Giants
James
just signed
Winston.
Winston.
So they probably took themselves out.
So maybe it's just down to Pittsburgh. Who knows? It's going to be interesting. The Rams getting Davante Adams. I just, yeah.
I mean,
Gonna be tough.
it is going to be tough. And I think at the end of the day, yes, right now, as far as where the players are, the shift has definitely gone to the NFC. But, the AFC still has Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore. Those are the kind of teams that can make up for losing players. With the NFC, I think right now the top three are Philadelphia, Washington, and Detroit at this point in time. It can obviously change. It can obviously change, into the spring and into the summer. But right now, there's a lot of optimism for the teams that we just mentioned. And I'll add Seattle into the mix and, Minnesota as well, Green Bay, even
I think the
Chicago.
Bears. I think the Bears will be the biggest one, I think, with what they've done in the offseason a bit.
I think they made some really
Right.
good moves.
Yes.
So Right now, at this point in time, I agree with you. I think the balance of power has shifted to the NFC. But, like you said, we got the draft about a month away. That's right around the corner. Tennessee, as of this moment, holds the number one pick. Doesn't mean they're going to trade it. They could trade it away. So it'll be interesting to see where things go from there on the next
Yeah.
several months.
And then the other thing too is how about the defenseless Cincinnati Bengals putting all their money into the offense?
Well, okay.
I guess they're going to have to score 50, 60 points a game. I mean, it's going to be exciting to watch every Bengals game.
They had to save Higgins and Chase. They had
Yes.
to.
And I do agree, right? They had to do something.
They had to. But yeah, their defense is going to suffer for a while. Like, especially if Hendrickson is gone. Like, he is, as far as I know, he's still there, but there had been the rumors that, that he was going to get traded. Yeah, they're going to need to put up like 50 plus points a game to win, or hope that the teams that they're playing have terrible defenses or offenses. Otherwise, they're going to kind of be like the Dolphins of the late 80s and early 90s with Marino, where they are so loaded up on offense and their defense is not that good. So,
Yeah, it's going to be, I'll tell you what, it's going to be entertaining. All right. It's going to be entertaining who they play, what happens. I mean, their defense is going to be on the field lots because you got to imagine they're going to have a quick strike offense,
Yeah.
not tossing the ball around, right? Chase Brown running the ball. I mean, it's going to be exciting for if you're a Bengals fan, get some fantasy points.
Yep. All right. So now we are shifting gears to baseball. This is what we've all waited to talk about. The season technically started this week, technically. But the real opening day is this coming Thursday. It's the real opening day. And there were a lot of moves made in the offseason. The Mets made a lot of moves. Dodgers made moves. And now we're going to see if these moves all worked out. So, for those of you that are listening to this wonderful podcast of ours for the very first time, welcome. How we do our preview show is this. We're going to start off with the league that won the World Series, which is the National League. And we're going to break it down. We're going to tell you who's going to win the divisions and who are going to be the wild cards. And then at the end, we each are going to give our prediction as to who will win the World Series, who's going to hold up the commissioner's trophy at the end of October. So we will begin with the National League and we will begin with the National League West, where the current world champions Los Angeles Dodgers reside. And the Dodgers, if you can believe it, got better in the offseason. They got better in the offseason, adding Blake Snell to their rotation, adding another Japanese pitcher to their rotation. They just got better. It's a matter of who's going to be able to contend with the Dodgers this season. Arizona had a really good year last year. They were eliminated on the last day of the regular season. The Padres, they made some additions. They made some moves. The Giants made some moves as well. And, well, we got the Rockies. The
Lonely
Rockies.
Rockies.
They're there. They are there. So, JC, I'm going to let you take this one to start. Tell us what you think about the National League West.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess nothing changes at the top with the Dodgers. I mean, loaded up, right? You look at who they acquired: Snell, Sasaki, retain Hernandez, right? Got Tanner Scott. Just looking down there, Kirby Yates. Guys want to go there and play, right? They lost Flattery, Buehler, Gavin Lux, but overall, I mean, they've made themselves better. Right. So I think they're going to win that division. Now, I think it's going to be a three horse race for second. I like what the Diamondbacks did, getting Burns, Josh Naylor, and Kendall Graveman. They lost a few guys, right? Bell, Seawald, Walker, Pettersson there. Giants, getting Verlander for 1 year, Willy Adames, but they lost Snell, lost a few guys there, right? And then you got the Padres, getting Jason Hayward, that might help. Gurriel, Pivetta. But I'm going Diamondbacks, going second. I like the Padres third, Giants fourth, and well, we can't really discuss the Rockies. They didn't do much.
Sorry, Rockies.
Yeah, sorry. And you get the first, do they get the first overall pick?
No, the Nationals have the first pick.
Oh, that's
Woo!
right.
Woo!
Because they
Woo!
won the draft.
They won the draft lottery. It should have been 2 years in a row, but there was some stupid rule again. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm gonna take your poll from last year. Who's gonna win the West, the Dodgers or the field? It's the Dodgers. They have, I think, the most complete team in all of baseball. They've got, in my opinion, the best manager in baseball right now, and Dave Roberts. He's on his way to Cooperstown. I'm surprised that conversation has not started yet. Dave Roberts is on his way to Cooperstown, to the Baseball Hall of Fame, with the terrific managing job he has had these last 5, 6, 7 years. And to win the World Series with the talent that he had last year is a big accomplishment, because you and I, we were both like, are they going to be able to do it with this talent? And they did.
Yeah.
So I see the Dodgers winning the division again. I know, what a surprise. Dodgers are going to win the division. From there, I see basically the same result that you do. I got Arizona second, the Giants, no, San Diego third, San Francisco fourth, and Colorado's gonna finish last. But I do think each of the teams that are, chasing the Dodgers are gonna make improvements this year. I really do think that way, but this is a Dodgers division. It's probably going to be the Dodgers division for at least the next 3 years, anyway. So I pretty much have the same standings as you do. And I have our poll up on the JC and Bell Sportscast, which you guys can join on Facebook. The majority of the people that voted, I know I did, they voted the Dodgers will win the National League West again. Followed by the Diamondbacks. There's some love for Arizona on that one.
You're a good young team, right? So.
All right. Next division is the National League Central, where the Brewers won the division last year but got eliminated by the Mets. Very interestingly, they are dealing with a lot of young teams this year, in particular, the Reds and the Pirates. Those two, were having good seasons. The Cubs are in the mix as well. And again, you got the Cardinals. And I feel so sad for Cardinals fans because they deserve so much. They've always been a good baseball organization. This is like the worst slump I can ever remember the Cardinals being in. But this is going to be a very interesting division. Paul Skeens, I think, is going to be a very vital part into where the race for the division goes this year. Also, Ellie De La Cruz, I think, is going to be important as well. This is, I think, both central divisions, the American League and the National League, are the hardest ones to pick. I know they are for me every year, because I just don't know who's going to take it. It's so hard to predict.
It is, and they're both, and both, and we discussed this over what the course of this podcast, that these are the two divisions that aren't always based on strength, right? You know, you might have one good team and four brutal teams.
Right.
Doesn't, you know, and then a couple of years you get a couple of good races, but I mean, this overall, it's just between the two divisions, it's or the or yeah, divisions on each side. It's just, you know, it's the weak sister of it all.
It is. It really is.
Of the other two in each conference, right? So
Yeah. I guess I'll take this one to start. Or you could take it and then I'll start the next division. Doesn't
okay.
matter. Yeah.
No, it works for me.
Okay.
So this to me would be, I want to say it's a two horse race between Chicago and the Brewers. Brewers made some moves, right? To make trading Devin Williams to the Yankees for Cortez, right? Getting Jose Quintana, a couple relief pitchers there, a couple. So I mean they've strengthened their pitching. Cubs, I mean they made a ton of moves, right? They got Kyle Tucker, that's one of the bigger ones. You know, getting Justin Turner, Ryan Brazier. I mean they also loaded up on the relief pitching. I'm going, and then I guess looking at the Pirates here, you know. Tommy Pham getting McCutcheon back, you know, Fraser. The Reds, I mean, the Reds are a very young team, and I've had high hopes for them. They just kind of keep failing. You know, they got Brady Singer, Martinez, Gavin Lux. So, I mean, they made some moves as well. And which one am I missing there? The Reds, the Pirates,
The
the
Cardinals.
Cubs, the Cardinals. You know, they didn't really do much.
No, they
Maybe
didn't.
they know that it's kind of. That's, you know, I don't know what to say about them. Either way, I like the Cubs wins division. I think that they just, between the Brewers and the Cubs, I think the, I don't know, I'd say pitching probably for the Cubs a little bit more than the Brewers. I think offenses are going to be interesting this year, but the Pirates are the team that scares me because of Skeens, because of some of the youth. They might make a run. I mean, the last few years they've done well, but I'm going Cubs, Brewers, then I'm going Pirates, Reds, Cardinals.
Okay, this is where we're going to actually differ. And I'm kind of glad we're being different on this one because this is, like I said, this is such a hard division to figure out. I do see it as a two-team race, but not the two that you had. Well, one of them I do have that you did. I think it's going to be the Brewers and the Pirates that's going to be for the division. I really think the Pirates. It just seems like they're in the right place right now. They are maybe 1 or 2 years away from being the top team of the division, being a possible World Series threat. And it does begin with Paul Skeens. It really does. If that kid can stay healthy and he can have 20 plus games a year, the Pirates are going to be in this race. They really are. But Milwaukee did such a great job after their manager left to go to Chicago. But I'm going to take Milwaukee to win the division. And then I got Pittsburgh second, Chicago third, Cincinnati fourth, and I got the Cardinals last again. I do feel, I guess, because, you know, they're more Midwest and East Coast here. I do feel bad for Cardinals fans. I'm sure a lot of you don't, but the Cardinals are kind of like the Yankees and the Red Sox for the American League, where it's like you always know the Cardinals are going to be in it every year. And the last few years, they just haven't. And I don't know why. I'm not really sure why.
Yeah, the talent has been there, right? The youth, but it's, I don't know if there's philosophy change or not in that organization.
Yeah.
Right? We'll never know.
We'll never know. All right. So, our Facebook group, this was a very close race. They believe the Brewers will win the division, then the Cubs, and then the Reds. Those are the three teams that got votes. Nobody voted for the Pirates. I was kind of tempted to, but I was like, maybe not yet. And then nobody voted for the Cardinals. All right. Now to the National League East, as soon as I can find the poll. There we go. So the big story in the National League East is the Mets. They made the move to get Juan Soto. They think he is the final piece to the Mets puzzle. They made it all the way to the National League Championship Series last year and took it to six games. Let's give the Mets credit. They took the Dodgers to six games before they were finally eliminated. You have the Phillies. Very loaded, very talented club. Every year, the majority of their players stayed together. The Braves is a very interesting situation. JC and I both thought the Braves were going to win the World Series last year. Injuries pretty much killed all hope for the Braves to win in the World Series, and they lost their ace, Max Fried, to free agency. The Nationals made some moves to help their young players. Josh Bell is back with the team. Nathaniel Lowe is on the team now. They're making moves with some veteran players to help the younger players. And then there are the Miami Marlins. They're in existence. Let's be polite. They're in existence.
Yep.
So, besides the Marlins finishing last, where are we going to go? Actually, your thoughts real quick before I go further.
Well, I mean, yeah, the Marlins are one team that we can count out already this year. The other teams, I mean, the Braves getting some players back. We'll see what happens there. The Mets making some big moves, right? I mean, you can't buy unless you're the Dodgers. It's tough to buy. Especially when you don't have no homegrown talent. The Phillies are the Phillies. They always seem to be there. And I like the Nationals up and coming. Right? They're a good young team. They're gonna get the first overall pick this year. You know, they got that I think forget what his name is, Cruz coming up as a
Yeah, Dylan
prospect.
Cruz, yep.
Right? So I mean they're looking, I mean if you're a Nationals fan, the future's bright.
Yeah.
If you're a Marlins fan, not so bright.
Have fun at the beach this summer.
Yes.
So with this division, I know a lot of people are thinking this is a three-team race: Philly, the Mets, and Atlanta, and rightfully so. The Phillies won the division last year. The Mets had an incredible run, thanks to Grimace,
Yes, Grimace. He's probably back this year again.
to get to the National League Championship Series. And the Braves just sneaked in on the last day to get into the playoffs. Washington is going to be an exciting team to watch. We got Cruz, you got James Wood. If CJ Abrams cannot go to, the casinos when they're on road trips, I think, they'll be fine there. Mackenzie Gore's their starting ace for the year. And they were able to get Kyle Finnegan back. Originally, Kyle Finnegan, who was their closer last year, went free agency, and nobody picked him up, which was kind of surprising. So he was able to come back to the Nationals, and they're going in the right direction. And I want to mention, I think we talked about this last episode, but I'm going to mention it again. I think now, because the whole situation with Masson is done in court, and once they're done with that deal at the end of this season, they're going to be able to start getting more money. And I think that's going to help the club a lot. I really do. It's not going to be,
Yes.
this season, but it will help them in the future. As far as this division goes, this is probably the hardest one easily in the National League. I got the Phillies repeating as division champs. I just think they have too many good weapons all around. They're too talented. They're too strong. I think they're going to win the division. I got the Mets second. I think Soto is going to make a difference for that team, but they're not in a position yet to win the division. But I do have them second. Atlanta's going to finish third. I think where they're going to hurt the most is going to be in their pitching. I really think they are. They lost a couple key players, Max Fried being the big one. I think Their pitching is going to feel the pain for a bit. They're going to finish third. I got the Nationals fourth, but the Nationals could surprise people again. So we'll see how that goes. And the Marlins are just going to be last because why does Miami still have a baseball team when they can hardly fill their ballpark, every single night? It makes no sense.
It doesn't. The whole state of Florida baseball, I know me and Ted were talking about that earlier offline. Why does Florida even have major league baseball teams, right? Great for spring training, great for minor leagues, great for developing players in your development facilities. Just nothing happens in the major league baseball up there or down there. So was crazy.
Nothing's happened with Florida teams in like 20 plus years. Like they haven't won a world title in 20 plus years.
No, they've been to the World Series once with the Rays,
Twice, actually.
where twice, and I think they've been out coached because of the nerds. Making moves like pulling Snell when he was dominating, things like that. Hey, you know what? That's what happens. You listen to non-baseball people who have calculators. Good things don't happen. So I'll tell you that much. I've been tossing this back and forth. Who would I pick? Phillies, Braves, Mets, Braves, Mets. I've been going between the Braves and Mets because I mean the Braves are going to get two key players back, Acuña and Strider. Right? It's almost like big free agent signings. They lost Max Fried. That hurts. The Mets, I like Juan Soto. I mean, they made a ton of moves over the
They
offseason.
did. They did.
Like, I mean, they loaded up, and I think they want to go for it. So I'm going Mets to win the division. Then, I mean, I do like, I mean, the Phillies didn't do a whole lot, but the Phillies are the Phillies still. They'll still be strong. They got some good pitching. Still have Harper, right? JT Realmuto, Aaron Boone.
Schwarber.
So I'm going, what's that?
Schwarber.
Yeah, Schwarber out there on leadoff, hammering home runs. So, yeah, I'm going Phillies. I'll go Phillies second. Then I'll go Braves third. Then I'll go Nationals fourth. And then, the Marlins will be last. We'll be lucky if they win 70 games this year, maybe 60. We'll see. Right? But the Nationals could surprise, right? And the Braves could
Oh
surprise.
God, yeah, absolutely.
Right? The Braves still, the pitching's going to hurt a bit, but I mean, they can make some moves. So we'll see what happens. But I do like the Mets. They did make a lot of changes. Juan Soto, hopefully his defense comes around. Defensively, he's not the greatest.
Right.
As we've seen in spring training where he's missed a few stuff, easy balls and stuff. So that's where I'm going with that division.
Okay. Now this is going to be interesting because on our Facebook group, the majority of the people have the Braves winning the division.
And I was on there for the Braves, but I did change it, my mind.
And then a tie between the Mets and the Phillies. All right. Why don't we make our wild card picks as well while we're at it?
All right. Well, I think this will be pretty easy for me. Diamondbacks, Padres, Phillies.
Okay. I have Mets, Diamondbacks, and I'm going to go the Padres, but the Pirates would be my fourth pick.
They could sneak in.
They could. They could.
I think they have to get off to a good start. If they get off to a bad start, a young team like that, you're not going to recover.
Yeah, absolutely.
I
I
can't see
agree
it,
with
right?
you.
You got to come out flying. If they can do that, beat up on some division foes that are weaker than them, take some series against some good teams, they'll definitely be in the mix. So.
All right. So we're going to go from the National League to the American League, and we're going to start with the American League East because that's where the American League champion currently resides in the New York Yankees. They made some moves in the offseason, Max Fried being a big pickup. However, Gerrit Cole is out for the season with Tommy John surgery. So be interesting to see how they do on pitching. As far as their bats go, they've still got Aaron Judge. They've still got a lot of their core players. So the Yankees look like they are going to be in for a run. The Red Sox made some moves in the offseason. Maybe the Red Sox are going to do something. The Orioles surprisingly didn't make as many moves as I thought they would, especially on the pitching end. It'll be interesting to see where that goes, especially losing Corbin Burns in the offseason. See where that takes them. The Blue Jays, they were able to sign Vlad Jr. to a one-year deal. They want to keep Vlad with the team. See how that goes. And the Rays, and this is the first time we're not disrespecting the final team, have a little bit of a tragic story because their ballpark is unusable. There was that hurricane in the late fall, early winter, where it was thought, okay, if people lose power, get endangered, they could go to Tropicana Field. It ended up where Tropicana Field was the one that ended up getting destroyed, and the Rays are going to be playing their home games in the Yankees facility for the regular season. So there's a lot in the AL East here to discuss.
There is, and I like. I'll put it this way, Ray. I'll start the Rays and play in a minor league stadium. Obviously, watching the Blue Jays do it, it's definitely changes how you perform, right? And especially, I think weather's definitely going to be a big deal in Tampa this year, or where they're playing, because I mean, again, I was talking to Ted offline there, and they got some day games in June, July, August, right? They got some night games where we're going to get rain. I remember watching Jays games where you could hear the thunder bellowing over top of the stadium. So I mean, rain delays are going to happen. Postponements, you're going to have double headers. So I think that's a disadvantage for the Rays. But overall, I mean, the Orioles didn't do much, but I do like them as a young team. We'll see when Gunnar Henderson comes back. The Yankees pitching. They're dropping like flies. I think Smith's out now for a bit. Cole's on for the year. There's another guy who's down. They traded Cortez, right? They got Williams. They've also removed their facial policy.
Yeah, thank goodness. What a
So, right.
removal that was for the ball club.
Yes. But the thing is, you still can't grow a beard that you don't, you have to maintain it.
As long as it's
So,
neat, you could still have the
yes,
beard.
baby steps, right? The Red Sox. Making some moves there, getting Bregman. I mean, they're always tough to play, especially in Fenway. Then you got the Blue Jays. Could be a tough year, but I mean, they're pitching. I mean, they're looking decent spring training. Obviously, I watched a lot of their games. They might have one of the best, I'd say, two, three, four punches in that division if they're on fire with Bichette, Santander, and Guerrero. So you can get a guy who can lead off, or Bichette leads off, get a second guy to slide in there. But I'm going Orioles to win that division. Then I'm going with the Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays, and then I'm going with the Rays as last.
Okay, I do feel bad for the Rays. I think we both do.
Yes.
If the stadium was not a factor, I think they'd be in my top three, honestly. I really do. But I think because they're going to be without their home ballpark, and like you said, with the weather and all of that, I think that's going to really hurt them in the end. Until a few weeks ago, I was going to say the Yankees are going to win this division, hands down. But Gerrit Cole's injury is such a blow. I'm not saying it's like they're not going to be able to recover, but I do think it's going to hurt them a lot. If anyone's going to take advantage of this, it's got to be Boston. Boston has to take advantage of this. And if they don't, this is going to bite them for a few years. So, the way I see this division, and mine is almost completely different than yours, I got the Red Sox winning the division, followed by the
Ooh.
Yankees, then the Orioles. I think the one team that I am worried about as far as how their performance is the Orioles. They could not keep their best hitter, Santander, and I think that's going to hurt them. I think their pitching's going to suffer a bit. If they were in any other division, I would say the Orioles would finish fourth or fifth. But because they are in the East, and because, with Tampa, they have every problem they got right now. And Toronto, you don't know what they have. Baltimore's going to finish third. Then I have Toronto, and then I got Tampa last. But I wouldn't be surprised if Toronto plays a factor into the wild card race.
Well, and just so you know, I put some money down on the Blue Jays winning the division, 12-1 odds. If Scherzer can come out and pitch the way he had been in spring, I know they had an MRI. Their bullpen has improved from last year. They got more power now in their lineup. I think with a healthy Bichette and a Guerrero, and these are contract years, right? Picking up Jimenez at second base, Straw. I mean, Springer, I think, is going to be one guy who, I don't know, might have another down year. We'll see. But I think I do agree. I think they could play a factor, and they're going to be they could be a tough out, put it that way. Right?
And you
They, like I
notice.
said, I think they have the best 2, 3, 4 hitters. They could have the two best 2, 3, 4 hitters in the whole American League.
And you noticed, folks, I did not buy in on the Blue Jays like I have in years past.
Yes, that's right. He has said he's done with the Blue Jays forever.
Well, until they
You
can get a
know.
really good clump.
Yeah.
Anyway, on our poll in our group, we have a tie. We have a tie between the Yankees and the Blue Jays for winning the division and then the Red Sox.
Well, I mean, with these injuries to the Yankees,
It is possible.
right? I mean, you just can't pick starting pitching up right off the hop, right? Guys aren't going to let that go, and the good ones are going to be on good teams. And the Yankees traded a boatload for Juan Soto, so what prospects do they have, right? I mean, and that's a big blow for them. Offensively, I think they'll be fine. They did make some, instead of signing Soto, they signed a bunch of other players. And remember when Stroman was the guy that was going to be traded and out? He might be that ace of the staff.
He might.
So I'm excited for the American League, I'll tell you that much.
All right. Now to maybe the hardest division to pick in all of baseball, the American League Central.
Ooh, well, yeah, I could say right now we can eliminate the White Sox.
Okay,
Yep.
last year, four of the five teams in the AL Central made the playoffs. Tigers made the playoffs. Guardians made the playoffs. No, wait, I'm sorry. Three
Three.
of the five. My bad. My bad.
Yes.
But you got the Guardians, you got the Tigers, you got the Royals, and the Twins. They were making some moves. The White Sox are still trying to figure out if they want to stay in Chicago or not at this point. What is
Yeah.
going to be very interesting for me is, can Minnesota progress? Can Cleveland progress? Can Kansas City progress? Can Detroit progress? One of them's going to have to make a big progression to win this division. I really think they do. And the one that maybe made the most in the postseason were the Tigers. They won a series against Houston in Houston.
Yes. And they upgraded their pitching. Right? Big time.
I guess I'll take this one to start. This is This is God's way of having fun with baseball fans. He takes a dart. He has the board, and I think he throws the dart at the board and picks what team's going to win the division each year. Because I never know. Honest to God, I never know.
I don't know if we've been right. I think the one thing we've been right on of who finishes last in that division.
Yeah. If the White Sox do not finish last this year, I might retire from podcasting. It'll just be the JC Sportscast.
Right, with special guest Bill.
Ah, bull crap. Anyway, I like Detroit. I really do. I think they are heading in the right direction. I think AJ Hirsch is redeeming himself as a manager from the fiasco in Houston. They are heading in the right direction at this point in time. I'm going to take Detroit to win the division, and then I'm going to take Kansas City to finish second. I think the Royals
Ooh.
are going to surprise a lot of people. I think they're in the best position right now to go forward. I got Cleveland third, Minnesota fourth, although I could see all four of those teams finishing over 500. And if the White Sox get any worse, we may have to upgrade a minor league team to a major league team.
Well, yeah. And there was some talk. They said if we have to bring 36 Major League Baseball teams into it, there might be some relegations. So you never know. You never know. I like your pick on the Tigers. I'm going Tigers. Like I said, they loaded up on pitching to help out. They had that fantastic run in the playoffs. I thought they could have won the next series. I think it was against the Yankees there. And they had some leads. They just couldn't close it out, right? So I like the Tigers finishing first. And I mean, it's good to be I guess, a Detroit fan of the Lions, the Tigers, the Red Wings, Pistons.
It's a good time.
Yeah. After that, I mean, it is a crapshoot, but for me, the Guardians also made a lot of moves. They did trade away some key players. And made some acquisitions, right? Getting some Santana, re-signing Bieber back, Hedges. So I like the Guardians finishing second. I'm going Twins third because they always just seem to hang around. They do some weird things up there in Minnesota, and the weather can play a factor up there.
Especially in the early part of the season.
Yeah, playing in snow, rain, sun. All in one game, so makes it fun.
Meteor
It's like every
shower.
season. You never know, right? Then you got the Royals. The Royals also, I mean, they're up a coming team, right, with Bobby Witt. I really, really like watching Bobby Witt play. He's gonna be that cornerstone for that franchise for years to come. And then, of course, our poor White Sox. I mean, not only did they lose and became the last team in the Major League Baseball, right? They didn't even win the draft.
No.
That's the best part about this whole situation. Not only were they historically bad, they didn't win the draft to get the first overall pick.
And
So
you know you are bad when you were worse than the 2023 A's. And I thought that team was the worst team I ever saw.
Did I.
Oh my Lord.
Mean, a rough year in Chicago on the north side or the south side. North side.
Yeah, it's the north side because the Cubs have the south.
Yeah. The Cal yes, that rivers divides.
As far as our Facebook group, the majority of the people picked the Tigers to win the division, and then a tie between the Guardians and the Royals. So majority are with us on the Central.
I mean, is this a division where other teams from other divisions are going to eat up on them? And that's where I think they make their hay, especially in the AL East and the AL West, and to an extent of the interleague ball, right?
Yeah, the interleague games.
So, I mean, this is a, I mean, theoretically, you're going to have to beat up your teams in your own division to probably win that division. Right? You're not taking it from other divisions.
No. Absolutely not. All right. Now it's time for the final division to preview. It is the American League West. And for a while, it was the Houston Astros division. Last year, they just made it to winning the division. It was very close, but they just made it to win the division. Is this the beginning of the downslope of the Astros? We're going to find out. Mariners made moves this offseason after a lot of us thought they would win the division last year and go far. They made some moves. The Angels, Mike Trout is moving to a new position. Hopefully, if you're an Angels fan, they are able to win more games. The Rangers, surprisingly, have not been the same since they won the World Series a few years ago. You gotta wonder if the Rangers are gonna be able to play a factor. And we can finally say what we want to say. The Sacramento A's are here playing in a minor league ballpark for the next 3 years. And here, folks, here's how bad it has gotten with the A's. It is so bad that on MLB The Show 25, you can play in the minor league ballpark that the Athletics are playing in. That's how bad it has gotten. Which is why
Isn't
you
that
need
great?
to get that game now.
Yeah. Get it now because I'll tell you what, my dynasty team is going to kick your guys' ass. The Canadian bacon. That's what I call my
Canadian
dynasty team.
bacon. I love it.
So, do you want to take this one?
Yeah, I don't think I have much of a choice. I think this is a two-team division. It comes down to Houston and Seattle for me. Seattle made all the right moves. They made the moves needed to get themselves into a position to where they can win this division. However, the Astros are the Astros. It seems like for the last few years, every time we want to put them down and out, they manage to find a way to keep themselves in it and win the division year in and year out. And because they still have a good portion of the club from the team that won the World Series almost 10 years ago. I think the Astros' veteran leadership is what is going to prevail at the end. I think Houston is going to win the division. It's going to be very, I think this is like the closest that I'm going to be at. I think Houston wins his division by one game. It's going to be very tight. Houston wins the division. Seattle finishes second. I have hopes for the Angels this year. I really do. Ron Washington, second year with a ball club. I think they're going to be a lot better team. I got the Angels third, Rangers fourth, and whatever that team is now. That used to be in Oakland. They're going to be last.
Sacramento Athletics, or as
Yep.
Major League Baseball calls them, the
The
Athletics.
Athletics.
That's just weird.
Who are
A team
we?
with no
The
home.
Athletics. Who are we going to beat? The Athletics.
You know what they should do? The Athletics should just do this. Since you're playing in Sacramento, why don't you just schedule home games all over the country? Go to different minor league parks. Would that not be even? That would be the icing on the cake.
What they should do is since they don't have a city. Like you and I and this group, we have officially designated them as the Sacramento Athletic.
Yes, I think everybody said that they're the Sacramento A's.
I think the A's, what they should do is let cities donate to be like the designated home of the A's for a 3 or 4 game series. Like if you pay X number of dollars, the A's will represent your hometown for those 3 games or those 4 games. It would be lovely.
With the talent they have out there now, maybe you don't want to spend that money.
I'm saying like
Oops,
maybe
did I say that out
500
loud?
bucks. 500
Yeah.
bucks.
We'll put $500 on a sponsoring for a 4-game series.
All right, but it's going to
That's
be.
$500 Canadian.
Oh, I was going to make it from my town. They'd be the Blossburg Athletics.
You could do that too.
There you go.
I look at this division. It is one of the weirder divisions.
It
I
is.
mean, the Rangers 2 years ago came in, won a ton of road games to win their, I think won every road game to win the
The World
World
Series.
Series. Right? They made a ton of moves. I mean, Eovaldi re-signs, they got Pettersson, Jake Berger, Higurowski, Martin Webb. That just Corbin there. I mean, they made a ton. Lost a ton as well. Astros, I don't know. They just eventually they got to come down the other side of that hill,
Oh,
right?
absolutely.
And when does it happen, right? Does it happen this year? I mean, Bregman's gone, Tucker's gone, Kikuchi's gone, Verlander's gone, Presley's gone. I mean, they lost a lot of top end players, so we'll see what they do there, right? The Angels are always a weird team. To me, I mean, poor Mike Trout. I mean, they drafted, what is it, 1 year, all they did was draft pitchers and nothing. Everything they touch turns to like coal. It doesn't turn to gold, it turns to coal. The Mariners, I mean, they didn't do a, I mean, I'm looking at, they made a few moves in the offseason, but they're still the same team from last year. Maybe they've learned how to grow up a bit. And then, yeah, you got the Sacramento A's. I mean, I think they're just prepping to go to Vegas, right? Be bad, get some picks, get some, and then when you go to Vegas, make a big move, get ready to go. So you're up on the uprise to sell tickets for whatever they want to do, like 60 home games, and then designate to go other places to play home games, which is a weird situation as well. But for me, I'm going Mariners to win this division again.
Okay.
Hopefully they can do it this year. Then I'm going Astros, then I'm going Rangers, the Angels, then the Athletics. I also think this is the year that Mike Trout could be traded if the Angels do start off bad. Because why would you keep him? Why
Okay.
not load up?
If
Right?
they do trade him, do you have a team or a few teams in mind?
It'd have to be a team loaded with picks that could be on their way up to the World Series. I mean, Pittsburgh might be a team, but they wouldn't be able to afford them.
Right.
Right? You're going to a high marketplace, maybe the Boston Red Sox, but they might be in running for the Vladdy Guerrero sweepstakes. The Dodgers have everybody. I can't see them picking up that contract.
Right.
Maybe a team that will pick them up that is on the cusp of going. Maybe the Chicago Cubs might be a team because you can. Now the DH, you're not going to trade them in-house. You're not going to go to the Mariners or the
Oh,
Rangers or the
no.
Astros,
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
right? What about a team maybe like the Nationals?
How about the Orioles?
Maybe the Orioles, that's another one, right? I mean, if he goes anywhere, I think I could see him going somewhere in the AL East. So, I don't think he's going to Toronto just with the turf out there.
No, because
But
that'll
I mean,
mess
you're
up his
not going to hang
leg.
on. Yes. You're not going to hang on to him, right? You just, if you're not in the running, I can't see how many more years you hang on to him where you could score a ton of prospects. A ton of, and make a run for when the Houston and Rangers fall. And the Athletics aren't going to be nowhere near you. And you have to maybe battle the Mariners. right?
Yeah.
Prep that future for a couple years from now. So I think that's going to be one of the big stories. The Sacramento team's going to be a big story. The A's and the Mariners. Can the Mariners do something? Are they going to do something? Are they going to push through and win the division? But I got them winning the division this year anyway, so.
Well, in our Facebook group, we have the Marniners went into division. You typed Marniners.
Oh, Mar Niners. Okay. Yeah, sometimes there's a fat finger in there.
You'll have to take a class in spelling. The majority of the group voted them to win the division, and then a three-way tie with Houston, LA, and Texas.
No love for Sacramento.
No, no love. All right. Real quick, your wild card teams.
This is where it gets interesting.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going. See, I'm thinking because some teams are going to beat up on other teams. I'm thinking the Guardians are going to be there for some odd reason. Unless they decide to trade Jose Ramirez. But I'm going Guardians. I'm going Yankees just because they'll find a way to get in there. And then it'd be a toss up between the Astros and the Red Sox, but I'm going to go with the Astros.
All right.
But those would be my three wild card teams.
I have the Mariners. I have the Royals. And I also have the Yankees because I think New York's going to find a way to get in. It just seems
Yeah.
like they always do. So, all right. Now we're going to go back to the National League and. We are going to predict who will be playing for the National League Championship and who will win the National League.
I'll tell you what, it's your league, right? Not a conference. It's a league,
It's a
so it's your
league.
league. So
All
you go
right,
at
I'll
her.
take it first. Dodgers will definitely be there. My God, if they don't. I will be surprised. I see the National League Championship Series being the Dodgers and the Phillies, and that'll be a great series. Oh my God, that's going to be a tremendous series. I could see that going seven games, and the Dodgers will repeat as National League champions.
Ooh, I like it. I'm going Dodgers. How do you bet against that team, right? With the talent, with the pitching staff they have, the relief pitchers, they're spending the money to do it. They're renovating their diamond. Fans are jacked up for that place. So I'm going Dodgers, but I'm going from a rematch from last year. I'm going Mets.
Okay.
Right, you're going to see New York versus LA, but you're going to see the Dodgers again win. They're just way too talented. I think unless they get in on their, the only way they lose is if they can't get out of their own way.
Yeah.
Right?
And
So.
I don't really think Dave Roberts is going to let them get in their own way. I really don't.
No, and you hope not, right? I mean, some injuries could do something, but I mean, all right. But then you got to look at what they have for people down in the minors that they can bring in depth. So we'll see. But I like the Dodgers representing the National League in the World Series.
Right. Well, the majority of the people who voted think. The Dodgers will win the National League again this year, followed by the Diamondbacks. There's some love here for Arizona. Interesting.
There's some. Well, it could be some Blue Jay fans rooting for the Diamondbacks, and they're a
Yeah,
young, young, fun
true.
team, right?
All right. And now we're going to go to the American League, and I will let you take this one.
All righty. Well, before all these injuries happened, I was leaning to the Yankees with the pitching staff and the hitting. And I thought, they could probably get back there. They shored up some weaknesses. But now that pitching staff has taken a hit, I mean, I don't even know if they can make it out of the first round, to be honest. So I'm going this year, I'm going Orioles because they got to do something here before these players start making big bucks versus the Seattle Mariners. Right, I think the Tigers are still a couple years away, or at least 1 year away. I mean, I like Skubal there. I mean, you hope Torkelson ever gets it on track. He could be a deadly first baseman, smacking the ball around. Carpenter, I like, they Flattery out there, but that's where I'm going. I'm going Mariners, Orioles, and I'm going, I think I did it last year, but I'm going Orioles, Dodgers.
All right. I probably am on the same boat with you about the Yankees. I thought before the injury they probably were going to be the team to beat in the American League. I think it's now completely wide open. I would say of the 15 teams in the American League, there's at least 10 up to 12 teams that have a legit shot to win the American League pennant this year. We can eliminate Oak or Sacramento. We can eliminate the White Sox. I'm not going to eliminate Tampa yet, but they're kind of on the fence at this point in time.
Yeah, let's see what they do.
Yeah. So
Right.
my American League Championship Series is going to be the Red Sox and the Tigers this year. I think the Tigers are going to make a big run in the playoffs, but Boston's got all that talent, and I think they're just ready to explode. I'm going to take the Red Sox to win the American League, which will give us a Red Sox Dodgers World Series. And before we go to the world, our respective World Series, we have a tie for who will win the American League. Boston, New York, and Seattle. That's your tie.
I like it.
And now we have gotten into October. We have made the World Series. JC, we will start with you. Your World Series. The Baltimore Orioles and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Who wins the World Series this year?
Well, unfortunately, again, you can't bet against the Dodgers. Just too talented. I mean, Shohei Ohtani, I think he'll be back pitching by then. Just another weapon in their arsenal. I'm interested to see how that Sasaki does. Yamamoto, I think he'll have another good year under his belt. The Orioles have come up short. I think the Dodgers win the series. I could see going 6 games, but I just right now I don't think there's much competition unless the injury bug hits.
Okay, so my World Series is Dodgers, Red Sox. Dodgers right now, like we've said in the beginning, they are head and above the best team in baseball. And as long as everyone stays healthy, which was a key thing for them last year, everybody, like the big name players, stayed healthy. And that's what ultimately won them the World Series last year. They are a rare club, in my opinion, where if somebody was to get hurt, they won't feel hurt. They won't feel threatened. Like they could have somebody just pop right up as the next guy ready to go, and they'll be fine. The Dodgers are going to repeat as World Series champs. We haven't had that in a long time. I think the Dodgers win it. I think they win it in five.
Yeah, it's just I don't see a lot of. It doesn't matter. I don't think who comes out. If the Yankees had the pitching, I think they could give him a run,
Yeah.
I just don't see it.
So the majority of the people who voted for the Dodgers to repeat as World Series champions, with some votes for the Mariners. Seattle
Getting some
didn't
love from
see that.
Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe it's just a frustration
Maybe.
from Seattle, right? It's always raining there, gloomy,
Maybe.
you know. But I mean, they have to do something. They're on that cusp. Think about it, right? They got a great pitching staff,
They do.
right? I mean, I also could see the Mariners making it to the World Series. You know,
Yeah.
I think it all depends on how they start, and a lot of these teams, how they start, obviously, right? But come to the trade deadline, what they can do. I don't think they made a lot of moves on the trade deadline last year that they should have, and it cost them. So I think they will be more aggressive if the time comes.
All right. Quickly, give me your American League and National League MVPs.
I'm going American League MVP. I'm going Vladdy Guerrero. Much as I could say, I could put a case to Aaron Judge, I think Guerrero's going to have a good year this year being protected. I think we'll see a true what he can do, and he'll probably demand $700 million. I could see Judge getting some votes. Maybe Jose Ramirez off the Indians getting some votes. I don't know what, you know, there's. Maybe Trout will get some votes if he plays well, and I'm interested to see how he does in his new position. Right. National League, if he pitches, you gotta go Ohtani. Right. I mean, it's a broken record, but I mean, the guy could hit 50 home runs, steal 50 bases, and get 10 wins. Right. I mean, how do you compete with that? You can't.
Yeah.
Right. So those will be my two.
All right. American League, I think it's going to be Aaron Judge again. If Mike Trout stays healthy, I could see him in the running for MVP. And I think I'm going to throw in a name because catchers don't really get a lot of love. Adley Rutschman from the Orioles. I could see him in the mix.
Yep.
I could see him getting in there. As far as the National League goes, it's a toss-up for me between Ohtani and Juan Soto. If Ohtani pitches well along with the hitting, then I think it's Ohtani. But I think that because he's in the National League now, and a lot of those pitchers have one full year under their belt with Ohtani, I think they're going to learn from their mistakes. I think Juan Soto wins the MVP in the National League.
Oh, and he damn well could, right?
He could. He very well could.
Especially playing in New York. He's got a belt playing in New York with the Yankees. So, you know, you see how we know how the media is. I like it, though. So I propose a question to you. Who do you think would be the rookie breakout of the year?
If this young man can get his bat going, Dylan Cruz, I think, has a lot of potential to be the breakout rookie for baseball this year. He's just got to
Yeah.
get his bat going.
He's got to get it going early,
Yeah.
right? You want to get that confidence going, get that early. I do like it. I do have him up on my list here. I mean, I had a toss up between Sasaki, just, I mean, he's going to be a polished player as it is coming in, playing for the Dodgers. Obviously,
Right.
he's going to, his stats will be inflated a bit playing with such a great team. But I'm going to go a little bit off the board. And I'm going to go with Matt Shaw. The Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
I mean, if you look at his, he's got a career batting average, I think, in the minors of 303, the 303 batting average, 29 home runs, 28 doubles, 100 ribbies, 46 stolen bases in 159 games across all five minor leagues last year. So I mean, if he starts, and I think they're planning on having him start, I could see him having a good, especially in Chicago, see him having a good year in there. But I wouldn't put me past it. Dylan Cruz or Sasaki or the other guys. I think it's anyone that's coming out of the National League,
Yeah, pretty much.
right?
All right. I want to end this show on a good note. I mean, we didn't have anything bad. I mean, we did talk about George Foreman's passing, but that's part of life. So I want to take you back, JC, about a year or two ago. 'Cause I talked about this on our show. I don't remember what episode it was, but we talked about it. There is a wonderful trading card website, buysportscards.com. And
Yes.
we talked about them. And I talked about the wonderful experience that I've had with them and some of the things I would like to see. Well, I opened up my email, and today, on this date, March the 22nd, in the year of our Lord 2025, they have finally developed an app. Buy Sports
Ooh.
Cards has an app now. So, if you want to get this, if you want to get Buy Sports Cards on your phone, all you got to do, go to whatever store your smartphone is on. Put in Buy Sports Cards and then Marketplace. That's the key thing. You got to add Marketplace in there. You will get it. It'll pop up. Bada bing, bada boom. It's right there. You can go to your profile, see all your cards. You could. I'm going to try to put some new cards up over the weekend. And this is the day I have long waited for. They're up. Do you know how many cards they have now up that you could buy there, JC? Take a
Probably
guess.
got to be over a million.
You're heading in the right direction. I'll give you
2
another.
million.
Give
5
me
million.
one more guess.
5 million.
26 million cards.
Ooh.
26 million sports cards up for sale at fantastic prices. Buy sports cards. You can now get it on your smartphone. It's right there. This is the day I've long waited for. This was my number one thing when I talked about this website a year or two ago. You gotta have an app. They now have the app. Wonderful job by the people at Buy Sports Cards. I gotta get back on putting more cards up for sale, two thumbs up, grade A plus for the guys at buysportscards.com. The app is now up.
Get those cards going. Hey, speaking of sport cards, remember when we talked about that Paul Skeens card?
Yes. Yeah, let's talk about that briefly.
Right? So it sold for what, $1.15 million to a collector at Dick's Sporting Goods store in Pittsburgh.
Well, I mean, if there's any other place it's going to go, should go to Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. So remember when we chatted, if we would, what would we do? Would you go take the was it like the 20-year season
Yeah.
tickets, right? A game where you sit with Olivia Dunn, get meet Skeens, get some signed autographs, stuff like that. Maybe go on the field. Right? I think you said you would do it, and I wouldn't. Now, would that $1.15 million change your mind?
Ooh.
Because for me, it's because of a travel issue, right? I'm selling the card.
Yeah, I
But for
mean,
you,
I'm like 3, 4 hours away. I mean, I wouldn't be able to go to every game.
yeah.
If it got the 2 million, I think we'd be in negotiations. I
With
think
1.15 million, you could probably get season tickets to the Washington Nationals, the Washington Capitals,
I
the
know.
Washington Wizards,
Oh, well, not the
right?
Wizards. We're not going to the Wizards. Sorry.
The
Season
soccer
tickets.
team, the WNBA team, probably the roller derby team.
Can we bring back roller derby? That
WrestleMania.
was. Can we bring
Yeah.
back roller
WrestleMania,
derby?
you go to every year.
Dude, I would go to WrestleMania in a heartbeat.
Right?
Especially with the prices those tickets are this year. Ridiculous.
Yeah. And if
Oh,
you vest it
actually.
properly.
Actually, it's kind of funny we're talking about sports cards here because my brother-in-law sent me this link during the week. I'm going to try to get there someday, but you probably will get there before me. In St. Petersburg, Florida, there is a museum. It's called Schrader's Little Cooperstown. It is at the St. Petersburg Museum of History. This has a crap load of autographed baseballs.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you the link right now
Yep.
so you could see this. Yeah, I saw it. I sent this to my nephew JT. I was like, we gotta get there. We've gotta get there. So
Yep.
I'm gonna send you the link right now so you could take a look at it.
Send away.
There we go. You could take a look at the beauty of this museum that is hidden in America.
I like it. We like those little places. Show us some stuff, some history.
Yes. So as you look at that, I'm going to do our quick plugs. Join the Facebook group, the JC and Bill Sportscast. That's all you have to do to get there. Just type in JC and Bill Sportscast. Boom, you're there. We are at over 300 members in our group. That's quite a respectable number, folks. Over 300. So come join
Yes.
us. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can. JC Bill Sportcast is our Twitter handle. You could join us right there. Before we go, I got one more question for you. How's your bracket
Yep.
looking?
Ooh, well, I got busted.
Really?
It's well, yeah. At least I wasn't one of those guys who had no victories.
Oh yeah, there was that for a few, like for a day.
Let's see here. I did get an email for the first round. Right now, I'm ranked 12.5 million, 50.4%. I got 240 points. So I'm about 50-50. I got 240 out of 240 out of 320 points.
Let me check my Yahoo because I didn't do ESPN this year. I just did Yahoo. Well, I'm in first place in my group.
Perfect.
I have 28. I think it's 28. Let me check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28 right in the first round. I had 28 out of 32 in the first round. And I went
That's
perfect.
impressive.
And I went perfect in the West region.
Yeah, I went 24 for 32.
So
So.
I'll tell you the ones that I missed. I missed the
Okay.
Michigan game, although that one was really close. The Michigan, San Diego game, that one was really close.
Yep.
I missed Baylor and Mississippi State. Again, that was another close one. I missed McNeese and Clemson, although I think everybody missed that one.
Yes, I think I also missed that one.
And then the one blowout was UCLA and Utah State. I had Utah State winning that one, but still 28 for 32 in the first round.
That's pretty damn good.
I know, right?
Yep, I think all my first picks are still there, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, I know I picked Duke to win it all.
I have Auburn winning it.
I have Auburn versus Duke for me.
Same here.
So, and I have Duke winning it.
Well, we will see when it
Duke.
is time.
I think I put this one this year. I think I put all the first seeds make it to the final four.
I was tempted, but I didn't go that route. It's very possible it could happen. It's very possible.
It happens, this would be the year.
But only be the second time that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. You'd think it would have happened more, but. Well, on that note, thank you all for tuning in. Hope your brackets are still going. Enjoy opening day of baseball. Have fun with it. I'm gonna try to remember to bring my earplugs so I can listen to the Nats game, or at least the start of it on Thursday. And come back next time for another episode of the JC and Bill Sportscast.
How good they